Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at andrew@midlandtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following correspondence was received as an open letter to Tiny Mayor George Cornell and Council. Good morning, I am sitting here watching CNN. The United States is going to hell in a handbasket. No one wants to take the responsibility to right the wrongs. Even if they wanted to, they would be stopped. What is going wrong? Even in our small township of Tiny, our council is standing back while gravel pits destroy our precious water. Why wouldn't council do everything in their power to protect it? Is nothing safe anymore? Water expert, Dr. William Shotick says, this water is a miracle of nature, and as such, he and his fellow water scientists want to be able to discover why this water is so pure and how the trees, soils, etc. make it that way. Council was asked to put a moratorium of 5 years on the gravel pit activity so that the scientists could learn how this area filters the water as it does. But no, instead, the township of Tiny is cowing to the gravel company's demands. We now have 3 pits and one of them, unbelievably, has the right to dig below the water table. We can't even get help from the province. It just seems that the people with money and power can do whatever they want. I am sure there are many places where this aggregate mining can be done without destroying what has been tested to be the purest water known to science. What are we to do? Our grandchildren and their children will be left with nothing but contaminated water. The gold standard of this water has to be protected for them and future generations. Please help, Mayor, Warden Cornell. What do you want your legacy to be, helping to protect or destroy our pure water? Donna Thompson Penetanguishene.